Howdy.
And welcome to the first episode of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for the people in Fairview and surrounding areas. This will be a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform you about things going on and possibly inspire you. Local radio stations don't exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to fill that void and with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute whatever you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak on the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man band, so if you have any ideas, events, or business opportunities or job openings, let me know. Use the contact form on the website. You are a producer of this show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold to some advertiser for their value. Some of these shows may be longer, some of them may be shorter, but I'll do my best to keep things relevant. So let's go ahead and move into our growing town stuff. There were some Board of Commissioner meetings, Planning Commissioner meetings, as always. In simple terms, you know, those are more approved houses were approved. Big news in the city is that the proposed racetrack in the Fernvale area was declined for its conditional use. And Board of Commissioner meetings are held the first and third Thursdays of each month at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Sometimes there's planning commission meetings around there and zoning appeal boards. So that was the big one. Board zoning appeals, September 4th. This was the hot potato. Everybody was in the house. It was completely full. It was the biggest I've ever seen it, other than, I guess, maybe some of the football championships we've won when they came for the awards and recognitions. But Mr. Walker Lund was seeking conditional use permit for a rural retreat when the owner is Green Springs Prop LLC with aggregational use and nature trails, vehicle garage, an amphitheater, clubhouse, sporting clay complex, rifle range, a 3-mile driving course, an emergency services site, and less than or equal to 50 detached resident units. So that was shot down. We had a lot of people talking on that one. It was a lot of good back and forth for there. I definitely don't want it to turn into some giant subdivision, but I can understand the surrounding area in Fernvale not voting no for this and then the city doing its thing. So on September 9th, we had some old business. There was some stuff on Zero Kingwood Boulevard where it went from RS-20 to RS-5. One of the things that I'm struggling with is, and I've talked to the city, is that we don't have a way to see the voting results without watching the YouTube video until the next month. And after a month, you know, the ship has sailed. So the other new business for that was the Walker property on there, Zero Fairview Boulevard, which was going to RS-40 to RS-10, and that's Carl Walker III. And then Old Franklin Road property at Zero Franklin Boulevard went from RS-40 to RS-20, and that was DeWilson Inventory Services. And then 1550 Highway 96 went from RS-40 to Industrial General IG, and that was Easley M. Bratton, W. Bratton. And then there was an acceptance of the infrastructure at Kyle's Creek Phase 2, Section 2, which is an R20 zoned area. And then on the 18th, we had the Board of Commissioners meeting. Their old business there was that Williamson Fairview City Court will participate in the Williamson County's DUI Recovery Court program. And then there was a subdivision for their other old business was the subdivision development agreement contract for City Center Phase 2 as that City Center downtown keeps growing. And then the Bowie Meadows project was accepted for its Phase 2. And then 51 acres on Kingwood Boulevard went from R20 to RS5 in the Land South LLC. And then new business is some stop signs are going to be getting added at Old Nashville Road and Jones Lane. Kyle's Creek Phase 2, Section 2 has approved The site development agreement contract with Highbury Point Multifamily Association was done. Amendment 2025 and 2026 budget was kind of interesting. It took $22,000 from cleaning services and our cross guard pay to pay public work salaries. I didn't get to listen to that part yet, but I'm betting that it's just a shift and someone's still going to get paid to do those things. It's just done differently. There are four public notices, which is basically our chance to know when the next things are coming up. On 10-2-2025, we are annexing possibly 111 acres on Highway 100 right near 840 to the city as RS-40, and that's also done by Carl Walker. Rezone 53 acres on Old Cox Pike from RS-40 to RS-20, and that was Marlon Cunningham. That's behind a current subdivision, so I guess it means that it's going to grow. Annexing another 10 acres from Old Franklin Road as RS-40 for Deborah Jones, and then we're also rezone request for 17 acres on Boone Street from RS-40 to RS-8 by Kristen Brinson. Then we're state of Tennessee. What is the state of Tennessee right now? Well, this is not in any order, but, you know, here we are in September of 2025, on September 17th, actually. The National Guard is heading to Memphis. Some things had already started to get better there just by warning that the National Guard is coming. The Nashville airport right now is an absolute hot mess. On the 15th, this Monday, people were waiting anywhere from 3 to 6 hours to get in or out of the airport. The airport ride-sharing prices surged above $200 because it was taking so long. I know that they're swapping the exit and entrance, but I think the plans may still be cursed because there aren't any dedicated lanes for people to loop for arrivals or departures, and they just keep adding more gates. And they took, you know, they built all this new parking garage, but it doesn't matter if you can park if you can't get in or out. The Music City Loop is a hole in a parking lot right now. I don't see how this much money is going to get spent to move three or four people in a car every couple minutes down this tunnel from the airport to downtown. This was tried in Las Vegas and didn't have any significant impact. It was more of a novelty and a fun thing to do. And so I would wish we would just actually put a rail system in this magical tunnel we're building, because I think that would make a big difference. Then we had Jeff Bivens was elected to Chief Justice of the Tennessee Supreme Court. Governor Lee appointed Raymond Lapone to the Shelby County Court. Andy Holt will become the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture on October 1st. And now, how's the hill? This is our weather report. How's the hill is a very popular question when it snows or storms in our area, because it's posted on the Facebook group Fairview Then and Now about Highway 100 down the hill towards Natchez Trace. If people are slipping and sliding and the ditches are getting full because that many people have crashed into it, then you may want to just stay home is the basic gist of how is the hill. Well, back to it. How is the hill? Passable. Clear skies pretty much this week. High in the 90s, low in the 60s. We had a little rain, a little bit of stormage, but nothing too crazy. And the weather guessers have guessed that that will continue for the next week with a little sprinkle of rain. But I know we still need some more because the grass is country. All right, new businesses. Well, we have the new Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer opened up last month. Sherman Williams opened up on September 8th. Papa John's just also opened. Ace Hardware is brewing on the hill across from both of those. And we'll see what keeps coming along from there, because there's also a couple spots in those shopping centers there. When it comes to new businesses, make sure you're heading to the farmer's market every Saturday morning at Messick Chiropractor and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their, you know, on the donut side, for their life-changing apple fritters, and for Messick Chiropractor to get your back all situated. They're located across the road from Publix. There's so many good places to get fresh fruits, vegetables, along with some beef, hot sauce, fishing lures, Peruvian items, grills, coffee, sometimes frozen candies or freeze-dried candy. Let's get to the job openings. So the job openings right now are there's a police officer opening for the city. There's multiple positions open at the Walmart. And at the Jingo Market, there is a cashier position. If anyone else has any other job postings, I was just using a couple searches and looking on Fairview then and now, and would like to get them read, just contact us on the website and we will add it to the next week's podcast, which is every Wednesday. What is our history nugget for this week? Our history nugget for this week is basically kind of the core history of Fairview. It predates our incorporation of 1859 because the Native Americans, Cherokee and Chickasaw, were around in our areas in there. And by the early 1800s, once European settlers and farmers started to come, they started making homesteads around here. And we'll get into more of the history there. But before becoming Fairview, the area is known as Christina, and later eventually Jingo, which is where Jingo Market comes from and everything else. The name Fairview was chosen in 1937, inspired by the scenic beauty of the land, which goes back to Bowie Park and our central stuff there, because it was right around later in the, you know, in the couple decades after that is when that started happening. So... yeah, but we're also there. So, and, you know, overall, thank you. This is our thank you segment here. If you found this podcast helpful, thank you. Please support your show with your time, talents, or treasure. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. Use your words. You're a producer of this show. You're not just a listener. Talent, if you have any skills that can help the show and help us Fairview, let us know. Maybe you know XYZ or love watching this and can write some notes for us. That's great. Treasure, if you're receiving this product for free without any paid advertisements, you know, let us know. Please support us so we can keep doing more. You're getting truly local news, and if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially by using the value for value system. Please follow us on social media and on hellofairview.fm. A lot more things are coming. This is just the first episode, and a lot more is planned. Some of the upcoming events. So this weekend, Bowie Nature Fest is this weekend on the 20th. Lots of good music, local businesses and local nonprofits will be out there. It's a great time. Try to get there in the morning before it gets too hot is what I would suggest. It's a great time. And then down the holler from us in just a couple weeks will be the Banana Pudding Festival at the Ag Center in Centerville. So another city event is the Fall Fun Day, which will be October 11th at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is also the 60th birthday for our current mayor, Lisa Anderson. So that's super cool. That Fall Fun Day at the park will be a touch truck, a couple food trucks, some games. So it'll just be a good time to hang out. October 25th is our trunk or treat at the park from 4 to 6 p.m. And then movie in the park will start at 6 p.m. I have not heard which movie it is yet, but we'll know next week, I'm sure. In the city, we also have the Christmas tree lighting December 5th at 5 p.m. And then the Christmas parade at December 6th at 10 a.m. So another thing, if you didn't know, if you want to stay more informed, if you text FV alerts to 888-777, you will be subscribed to some alerts, which will let you know when some of the meetings are going on and any news related to some city events. So it could be good. The last update, a week ago, they said there was 3,427 people subscribed to it. So you could be 3,428. So FV alerts at 888-777. You can also go to the Fairview website and you'll be able to find that. For the kids, there is a thriving Girl Scout and Boy Scouts BSA program in Fairview. There are many recreation and travel teams if your kid's into sports. There's also like La La Dance Studio, Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's also an excellent Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu place that teaches more than just the moves called Vigilant Martial Arts. And we also have a great wrestling program with a lot of summer options. There's also the swim team over there and some rec league stuff all over at the rec center. So there's lots of stuff for the kids to do around here. School news, Hawk news. We don't have any kids right now in elementary school, but we'll try to give a weekly thing. All I know is that the playground is always rocking with this great weather. In the car rider line, people are always waiting at least 30 to 40 minutes before it starts. Picture day is on September 25th, and the tracker treat is October 16th. So this means on October 16th, you can load up on candy at the Fairview Elementary School. And then on October 25th, you can go to the nature park and also get more candy before we even get to Halloween, which is going to be awesome. Falcon news, updated vision statement. The Blue Ribbon Award was removed from the U.S. government, but they're going to focus on becoming a Tennessee reward school. They still have a fundraiser going right now. They've made 50% of their goal for some of those classroom supplies. The glow dance is coming up the night before the trunk or treat in Bowie Park, October 24th. And that today, on September 17th, the volleyball has a home match. The girls' soccer will be at Mills Creek. The cross-country championship will be at Crockett Park. And then on the 18th, tomorrow, the football team will be at Hillsboro. There'll be a home tennis match, against Freedom. And the girls' soccer will be at Legacy. September 30th is when you need your hair did so that you can get your yearbook photos situated. Tryout for the girls' and boys' basketball teams will start in early October. And on the jacket side, open mic night is tomorrow, and that will always be fun. Those are always cool talent shows. It's amazing what some of those kids can do. Football will be at Stewart County on September 19th and the 26th at Sycamore. Homecoming is October 3rd with a Powder Puff game and a homecoming parade, and later that night, a football game versus Harpeth. The golf team is performing well since their last three matches, beating Spring Hill, East Hickman, and Stewart County, which is great. The Lady Jackets also have beat Riverdale twice and is currently undefeated in their district play, which is great. Cross Country has been rocking it with the Mid-State Cross Country meet at Hermitage at night, running at night, which is crazy. We had one of the boys there get third place on the podium with his first sub-17-minute 3 mile, and there was a lot of PRs on the teams from the boys and girls of that. Tennis tryouts start on September 29th and 30th, and wrestling just had its parents meeting on the 17th today, and they'll continue to grow. So if you're interested in any of that, you're ready to go. And probably the most important thing when it says, for the school stuff is fall break is October 4th for all students until October 13th, which is Columbus Day. So you've got that week to look forward to if you can make it there, which will be great. And our faith moment for the day. With this being the first of many moments to come, I dedicate this first one to Adam Curry and his wife, Tina, for publicly embracing their faith in Christ. They convinced Pastor Jimmy and Annette Pruitt to start their podcast, Living Up in a Down World, which explored their faith journey, including both the good and the bad. They definitely opened up, and that was what was great about it. I learned from the four of them, with Adam and Tina being relatively new in the Christ journey, and Jimmy and Annette, who had been doing their journey for over 30 years, that no one is perfect and everyone's trying to do better and try to live as Christ-like as possible. The stories of these two couples with their distinct Christ experiences and life experiences helped me get back in the saddle from being away from the faith, actually participating for over 10 years. Finding your faith will be different for everyone, but I'm so happy mine happened the way it did. And now it's rolling along with something like this, the podcast, to reach out to Fairview and let them know. I also thank some of the scout leaders that I've worked with who mentioned to me that they went to One Church Home. It has become my family's home, and we love the work they have done and are doing, and Ian and team just rock. They're the perfect people that I needed to restart kind of my faith engine. Kind of a special faith moment. Here we are on September 17th. 7 days ago from this recording, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I had been watching Turning Point USA for a while and what they had been doing for over a decade, and I was impressed with their kind of faith-first delivery. Faith and Christ were the fire that ignited Charlie and his team, motivating them to do what they did and continue to do. He learned everything from reading the Bible and getting into it, the Word, and that helped his faith, and that glued everything together to build his worldview based on truth from the Bible, science, and history, which informed his responses and questions and his own inquiries. It was amazing to learn so much from him over the years, and he would often encourage me to go actually look things up in the Bible and online to see for myself and read a little deeper, which helped me rekindle my own fire within me. This is someone I felt like I knew from watching and learning from him for so long, and to see him shot and die when I said I needed to start doing my part when I saw that happen. I needed to do more for the Lord, for Christ, for the Christian faith, and for my city. And so here we are. My part may not be very significant in the grand scheme of things, but I want to do what I can for God, my family, and my town, and this podcast and the opportunities that may create and help other people. There eventually will be some Christian music on here, making it our little hometown radio station by us and for us. Perhaps these faith moments will inspire someone else to visit one of the many churches in our town or elsewhere and help them with the struggles that they face in their life. As I wrap up, I just want to say thank you so much. I will see you all next Wednesday, and I hope everyone has a blessed day. Thank you.